At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. And what a vibe.
Wow.
This feels almost like ASMR, like chill. This is almost like smooth listening. This is not your regular podcast episode of Confidently Insecure. Yeah.
I mean, I think I would fall asleep to this. We got a little running water in the background.
And your lights. Voice.
And my soothing. You're about to fall asleep.
No, don't feel like this is like Monday morning. We need energy.
Energy. We're bringing
okay.
energy.
Okay. In case you're like, what's going on? Where the heck are you? We are currently in Germany. In Munich, in fact. And we are at the lovely, soothing, aesthetic, peaceful Central Park could never English Gardens, which I didn't know. Okay. I'm just going to come out and say it. I feel like it just needs to be addressed early on. Is like, how nice
Munich is.
Munich and Germany and like Europe is. And of course, yes, every country has its trash. Mm-hmm. But the further and further I get away from American culture, the more I'm like, what we were raised to believe was normal and nice and elite and luxury and the greatest country in the world. I'm like, we hate each other. We treat each other like shit. The subways are disgusting. Everything's dirty. We don't care about our environment. The ice caps are melting because of us. I haven't seen a piece of trash in this entire park now that I think about it.
I mean, the thing you got to remember is just the population as well. It's, U.S. has so many damn people.
Oh.
And infrastructure is just tough to hold up. But I digress.
And in case you haven't caught on by now, we have a special guest this episode.
Yeah, we are so... Eck, baby.
We are with the athlete, a.k.a. Henny, a.k.a. Henrik, a.k.a. my boyf.
Your boyf.
My boyf.
The boyf.
And we were like, let's do something special. Let's have the first ever Confidently Insecure podcast in the park episode. Exactly. We've never been anywhere besides a studio for this podcast before. So this is kind of special.
Groundbreaking, you might say.
Yeah.
Or park breaking.
Yeah.
Water breaking.
In case you're hearing geese in the background, the thing about the English, what's this place called?
The English Garden.
English Garden is that there's this giant river that flows through it. And
the
people,
Isar.
River Isar. And the way Henny got me to go here and be like down with it is that he said people jump in this ice cold river and just like float down it.
Yeah, because the current is actually very fast.
And fucking fast. It's not a lazy river.
You don't have to. It's like about, I don't know, waist deep. No. Shoulder? Nah.
Nah. Wait. Chest.
Yeah, chest deep. So you can touch if you need to touch.
But it's freezing if you and just, fast.
Yeah, if you just float like, you know, growing up, floating down a river, it was like bringing out the floaty, you know, chilling, having a few drinks with the boys.
This
here,
is not
it's like
that.
You jump in and you're fighting for your life.
If you're watching this on youtube.com/confidera, you can see how fast. And this is like the shallow.
Yeah, this
part.
Isn't even the one where they float down it. Yeah. This is the like off branch of it all.
And I was like, hell yeah. So I got to Munich 6 days ago. This is my seventh day. And we're here with the boy visiting because we had spent two whole months apart. And I said, if I don't go now, I don't know that I'm going to be able to go.
Yeah.
And this is housekeeping. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Housekeeping. We're in Munich. We're visiting the boy for the first time in 2 whole months. How are you feeling? How's your life? How's Munich been for you?
Munich's been great. I've only been here for the last few weeks, actually, because I've been in the UK since end of June.
And you went to Ireland.
And I was in Belfast for a week.
Yes.
So I've been all over the place for football-wise.
AKA soccer.
But I previously lived in Munich for around a year and a bit when I had surgery. I had the surgery out here, did all my rehab out here, and I had...
Rehab in America means you had a drug problem.
Yeah, physio, whatever you want to call
physical
it.
Physical therapy.
Yeah, physical therapy after my surgery. Not the other kind of rehab.
Yeah. That's the rehab I went to. Yeah,
as much as I'm sure I would benefit in some way from it. But,
no, you wouldn't. You'd be in rehab going, these motherfuckers are fucked up. I still don't know how I got with such a straight edge.
But yeah, so I've been around the block in Munich, and I've always really liked the city. And my literal main trainer that I had after my surgery, I came out here again just to do some work with him. And there's some clubs out here that I'm with for the moment, and we see what happens with that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it was like, well, I don't want you to come to Sunderland, because Sunderland, no shade, but it's not the nicest city, and it's not the easiest to get to.
No shade. But it's cloudy there a lot.
And it's just like not the greatest city. It's the UK. I mean, yeah. There's a nice beach, but that's about it. Mm.
And so when you were in Munich, we were kind of like, I have to go film the rest of this movie I've been shooting for the last like 3 or 4 years in Toronto coming up. Yeah. And it was kind of like, if I didn't come now, I was never going to be able to see you this rest of this year.
Yeah.
And
then it was basically like, okay, see you at Christmas time.
Yeah.
That's about it. So it was kind of like a last minute, but full send.
And Munich is gorgina.
Yeah. I've honestly, personally not lived anywhere else in Germany. Munich's the only city I've actually lived in.
Yeah.
I was previously in Austria, like Salzburg, which isn't too far from Munich. I'd been there and visited Munich at that time, back in the day when I was playing there. But yeah, Munich is a great kind of condensed city, but also a lot of nature. So you can just
get out and go. Like, okay, I'm going to be real with y'all. I had zero desire to ever go to Munich. Why would I care about going to Germany? What's in Germany that I would be interested in? I'm not German. I have no Germany in me. I've only, known about the big problem that came from
the big elephant in the room.
And I was obviously just coming here for you. And now that I'm here, I'm like, I would live here in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it's a very, very livable city.
Yeah.
Easy transport. You can get around anywhere. No issues.
Talk about the subways.
Yeah. I mean,
these trains are so clean.
I mean, if you're coming from US and you've never experienced any of European transport, then you're going to be in for a crazy shock. But
and you're waiting 5 to 10 minutes minimum in New York City for a train, for a subway.
Yeah, but New York is like the bane of everybody's existence.
Well, that's the only place that there's like subways that people use, really.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like on a day-to-day daily life, don't need a car basis.
Yeah.
And these trains are never more than 2 minutes away.
No, yeah.
We have never waited more than 2 minutes.
I think the biggest like gap on like the day, like weekends where you're on the outskirts of Munich, it's like a 5 to 10 minute between trains kind of thing.
But, and these trains are clean as a doctor's office.
Yeah, they are actually. I kind of forget about that.
We've joked about how like we keep seeing maintenance people like washing things down and rubbing things, and it's not even dirty. They're like little Sims.
Yeah, they've got the city cleaning on lock.
Yeah, it's
they must be paying well or something, because they got plenty people in a zone for those.
Imagine making a livable wage. Couldn't be us. But like, I swear to God, I haven't seen any trash in this forsaken city. I'm in shock that I thought Central Park was so gorgina, and then you come here and you're like, oh. This is a community park. The community care is real. The subway's unbelievable. Now, we know German food isn't exactly like known for being like,
exquisite or the Italian or the, whatever you want to call
it. French culinary cuisine. Sure, but like, I'm not having a bad time eating sausages.
The Bavarian is very specific. And for anybody not in the know, Bavaria is the like south region of Germany, because Munich is very, very southeast. It's basically like it's an hour from Austria, quite close to Zurich, actually. But
we could apparently see the Alps from here. I just haven't seen them.
Yeah, you just got to get up high enough. But Bavarian food is very specific.
Yeah.
Just think castle, knights, what you'd expect them to eat. They still eat that as a traditional.
Chicken.
Yeah. Roast
potatoes.
Chicken. Fry up the pork.
Pretzels, what's it called?
Spätzle. Schnitzel, obviously.
Schnitzel.
Like the very typical kind of breaded, that kind of stuff.
You
got to have it.
We've been finding little pockets of here and there foods that are, I made a big list. You know me. Whenever I want to go somewhere, I make a giant Google list map of places I want to hit.
My Google Maps is just blasted with German flags, because that's what the icon she used for all her spots.
But it's been a lovely trip thus far. I would love to come back. I would totally recommend it to people too. Like,
even not just for Oktoberfest, because Oktoberfest is about to come up. It actually starts in September.
And I'm about to leave.
September 20th, I think, is the first day you leave on the 11th. Or the 10th, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, starts in September, ends in October.
It's a 3 week long beer fest.
Yeah, but it's very condensed to one area. It's called Theresienwiese, which is like basically what you'd expect, like a whole concert venue, but like times 10.
Yeah.
And they got everything you could ever think of, you know, like the roller coasters, but just like random, like kind of fair rides, blah, blah, blah. And obviously beer gardens before all over the place.
There's
as
never,
far as I can see.
There's never been a time where I couldn't get a pretzel anytime I've wanted one in this city.
No.
Like there are pretzels on every corner.
Yeah. You can find them anywhere.
So it's been lovely being here. I am not going to lie. And I figured before we got into the meat and potatoes, no pun intended, of this episode, which is the long dong distance dang.
Mm-hmm. Very long dong.
We made some games because, you know, I love a fucking game.
Yeah,
I love winning. I love competing. We've made a list of German words that I am going to guess because here's the thing. German sounds very funny. It's very harsh on the face.
Very aggressive.
It's very aggressive. When I'm hearing people talk to each other, I'm like, I think they're about to fight. They're about to throw hands. But they're not. They're just talking. No. They're like, wow, I'm so excited to see you. Happy birthday.
No, yeah. I had an old roommate when I was in L.A. for college, and he was German. And whenever he'd be talking to his family, I swear, I'd be like, you guys are about to throw hands or something.
Yeah, he's you guys like, mad at each other?
No, they were just asking me how my Sunday was, you know?
And, like, the thing about words here is you can, like, nearly figure out what it means by looking at it. Like, instead of kindergarten, it's like kindergarten.
Wow. But you know that kindergarten literally is a German word.
Is it?
And that's what it was adopted.
Oh, goddammit.
Kinder means kids. And garden is like the garden. Like, this is why, like, this is the English or garden. Kindergarten was adopted from Germany.
Didn't change the name. I'm a trash ass American. I don't know what to tell you.
So, background as well. I played
He's
in Austria
a world
for a year.
Traveler.
Played in Austria for a year, which they also speak German there. And it's actually quite similar dialect to Bavaria, south of Germany. And so when I was playing in Austria, they gave me an English teacher, German teacher, sorry.
Oh, I was like, why?
So, yeah, because I can't speak English either. And so at that point, I was learning German basically full time when I was playing there. So I got decently well at it. Mm-hmm. I could follow conversation pretty good. I have since probably lost quite a bit of it. But I would say words and kind of getting by, I can definitely still
understand decent. You have been like handling conversation as
like I can order around, you know, ask for a table.
I had no idea this was about you. Like I didn't know you were this.
But at the same time, between the other languages that I have a grip on, Germany wasn't.
You got your toes dipped in like five.
Yeah. But I definitely not fluent at all. So
okay, so we've created a game where there's a list of German words that Henny's gonna read off to me, and I have to guess what they mean. And you should open the.
I have it in photos. So
oh, okay.
It's a swipe.
So, hit me with your best shot of your best version of that word, and then I'm gonna tell you what it means.
Okay, so honestly, reading through these, I probably know like 70% of them.
Okay.
But I'll do it. And you guess.
Okay.
So off the top.
Okay.
Schadenfreude.
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 All right, let's break this down confidently.
S C H.
Okay. Schade. Yeah. No. I got that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of scha, gut, ta. Okay. What was the word again?
Schadenfreude.
Okay. So Freude, I'm going to go with, it means something Freudian. So it's going to have to do with, because like I said, you can look at the word and kind of figure it out, or you'll be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Sure.
So Freude definitely means like mother.
Okay.
And then what was the first part?
Schaden.
Schaden probably means Schaden, talk. So this word means talking to your mother. Talk to your mother. Maybe it's like a comeback, like talk to the hand. Talk to your mother.
You're so close.
Am I really?
No. I love the logic of it all.
Okay.
It is pleasure at someone else's misfortune.
Oh, it's
basically karma.
Like your mother.
Yeah, you're like.
Wait a minute, that was.
I mean, it's close.
Pleasure at others' misfortune.
I don't know if you can call it close, but we'll give it to you.
You keep dipping out of frame.
Oh, sorry, I'm trying to. If I can move this.
Schadenfreude.
Because I don't. Some of these I don't even
so,
know
like,
if I'm
so schaden. Like, I feel so schadenfreude. Like that bitch got what she deserved. That was so schadenfreude.
All right, number two.
Okay.
Kummerspeck.
Ooh, say it again.
Kummer Speck.
How's it spelled?
KUMMERSPECK.
Okay, so that means get over here. Because Kummer means come here. come here. Speck yeah. means place. So get over here. Get to this place.
All right. This one, you're actually nowhere close.
Okay.
weight gained from emotional overeating. And it quotes literally grief bacon, which honestly, I've never heard that word before. Or like Kummerspeck. I wouldn't have known what that was. Yeah, that's the literal translation. Kummer, I guess, is grief, and then Speck is bacon.
Speck is bacon.
Which is, yeah, this is very funny.
Okay, that's not on trend for how German words have been going for me so far. So far, German words have been like, I can see how that makes sense.
I understand where you're coming from, because there definitely is words that are like that, but then there's the ones that are just like completely left field, you know?
Grief bacon is so funny.
That is pretty funny.
Why don't we have words like grief bacon?
All right, anyway. Next one. Orverm.
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 Or Orverm. Nah, I think it's Orverm.
Spell it.
O-H-R-W-U-R-M. And W's in Germany, you say V, like V, like BMV.
Okay.
Or like Bratwurst.
Orverm. Orverm.
This one, I think you can logically, like, work it out, but this one, it's not very close to the English, but it's close to other languages like French and Swedish. So it's like the first one.
Okay.
Think about the second side of it.
Vroom.
Vroom.
Vroom. I think that means vroom. Either
or vroom.
It's car. Beep beep.
No, vroom. No. Don't vroom, think vroom. Sound. Don't think sound.
Well.
Just think of the literal spelling. W U R M.
Warm. It's hot out.
Okay.
So and this then, means a warm, a hot day, or a hot coat, a jacket.
No. Okay. I'm gonna put you out of your misery.
An oven.
It's, song stuck in your head, which
fuck did
no, hear that, hear that. It's the literal translation is earworm. Is like in a lot of languages.
This is when I totally should have gotten.
Yeah, and it kind of sounds worm? It's kind of weird. Earworm.
Earworm. Sure like, I should have 100%. That sounds exactly like earworm.
I might be mispronouncing the first one.
God damn it! We whatever. Missed that one. All right, next. Hit me.
All right, next one is Fernweh.
That means Thursday.
Not even close, because Thursday is Donnerstag. but we're just going to... There's no way you're getting this. Longing for distant places.
Oh, so I'm feeling
so
very...
It's opposite of homesickness. So like you're okay. enjoying, you want to go somewhere
so
crazy.
I was... What was the word?
Fernweh.
So Fernweh? I was Fernweh for you.
Fernweh.
I was Fernweh for you in Munich.
Yeah, okay. This one is... To the T of what you described that your experience with German is of.
Okay.
Of figuring out the word based on the spelling. Handschuhe.
That means Hans shoe. So that means boy shoe.
Hans shoe? What is Hans?
Hans is a man. Hans. Hot shoe. Large shoe. Big shoe.
You got the second part. But shoe. Think about the first part. Hans. Literally just the spelling
has
of the first
shoe.
One. Literally the spelling.
Hand Han. Shoe. A glove.
Correct. That's a glove.
Really?
The literal translation is hand glove.
Fuck yeah,
and
we got
and
one.
Shoe, sorry. Which
we
is
got one.
You got one. That's great.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm picking up German, no problem, brother.
All right. This one's a fun one.
Okay.
It's Fingerspitze.
No.
Fingerspitze.
That means finger play. That's
no,
a sexy thing.
You wish, but unfortunately not. Too. I don't know what the actual one is for that world, but intuitive flair or instinct. Your fingerspitzen.
I don't think that one connected very easily. Is that it? Is that the last one?
Oh, no. That was cut off. Sorry. It's Fingerspitzengefühl. Fingerspitzengefühl. I only saw the first fingerspitzen.
I guess the word intuition isn't exactly the easiest
Gefühl.
To say either. So.
No. All right.
That's funny. Gefühl. Fingerspitzengefühl.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing is, like, I don't look German. I don't think.
No,
I
not
think
at
German
all.
People I've noticed have a specific look about them. I keep saying they're very, like, square faces, and I can't explain it.
Yeah.
And I've noticed whenever I'm in a crowd of people and I start talking, not only because I'm fucking loud, mm-hmm. but, like, people
she's the
look.
Most loud American person.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
no,
there
no.
was, there was, there's no world where I think, maybe she's Canadian, actually. Like, no, she's American.
It's so painfully obvious, but. I don't mind standing out in a crowd, but you know everyone here can speak English just fine.
Yeah, yeah, they're yeah. all very bilingual.
So I did pretty good.
Yeah, well, no, we got a few more here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so next one, Drachenfutter.
Dragonfoot. So that means you got stinky feet. You got to put your shoes back on. You got stinky ass feet. Dragonfoot.
Great try, but okay. not even close. A gift given to a partner after a fight.
Aww.
And it's literally dragon fodder.
Oh,
that's the literal translation.
Where? How in the fuck did we get that from that?
Because Draken, dragon.
Dragon fodder.
Fodder. I mean, you
okay,
know.
Okay, sure.
All right, next one. Sitzfleisch. I like this one. You hear it quite a bit.
Sitzfleisch. Sitzfleisch. That's going to be an airplane seat. Sit on the plane.
Has something to do with seating.
Really?
Sits, yeah. Sits.
Sitzfleisch. Pull up a chair.
Not quite. It's a more lengthy one.
A bench.
Lengthy time.
Lengthy time?
The ability to sit through something boring.
Okay. That's your Sitzensplotch?
Sitzfleisch.
Sitzfleisch.
So, you know...
I can't wear my retainer in this country.
Okay. Well, next one. Ooh, this is a long one here.
Okay.
I got it.
Hey, speaking of your hat that you have on, that's made by Freddie Tyler Paul, which you can buy our merch
Now.
Freddie Tyler Paul.
I love this. I stole this hat from you, and it's been in Europe for the last while.
And you can get your Don't Talk to Me Until I've Had My Legs for a Lace Ice Coffee shirt and sweatshirt. Go buy it now. Tee-hee.
All right, we're back.
Okay, we're back.
I've figured out how to pronounce this, okay. I hope. Okay.
Wait, you told me something about
Bakfengesicht. Holy shit. Bakfengesicht. That's my attempt at that one. I've never seen this word in my life.
Bakfengesicht?
Bakfengesicht. Bakfengesicht. Wow.
Maybe say it one more time the same exact way.
I was trying to, because there's a P in there somewhere.
Can you tell me something about Bach?
Yes, but I don't think it has anything to do
Bach
with
Bakfengesicht. Oh, that's going to be Butterfinger.
Wow, this is a great one. I wish it was easier to say because it's a great one.
What does it mean?
A face badly in need of a slap.
I'm a Bakfengesicht you. I'm a Bakfengesicht you.
Bakfengesicht.
When you beat a ding dong, you're going to get Bakfengesicht.
That was really great.
That was fun.
All right. Rolling it back to the last one.
Last one.
Treppenwitz.
Okay. Visiting a trip. You're having a trip visit means you're going over to your friend's house.
Not even close, but you got great effort. Come back, you think of too late.
Ah, that's most of me.
I guess it literally translates to staircase joke. You miss the steps and your joke is way up there. And
you're behind.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But they...
You know, I did talk a big game about how easy it was to understand German words.
I feel like these ones are very...
didn't hit as quite as hard, but I think I did all right. I got one.
Yeah.
I got glove.
Yeah, and you should have had earworm, but that's okay.
Yeah, should have had earworm. Hey, why don't we go to a quick break? And when we come back, we'll play one other quick game.
Of course. Lovely.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
And we're back.
Oh, wow. That was very fast.
Okay, so an interesting thing I have seen here is that there's a lot of couples.
Yeah.
I mean, Munich
Germany is the country of love, after all.
Is it?
No.
Oh, I was like, I thought that was Italy or something. Moon hits your eye, it's a big pizza pie. Oh, no, that's Amore. That's Paris. No, that's French. No, that's Italian.
Let's just move on. It's not
I'm going to blame jet lag. So we've created a game about true or false myths of dating in Germany, because we've been on the app, we've been on the field, we've taken a look.
Oh yeah,
right. We've been looking. We're going to. You want to tell them where we're going tonight?
Let's not talk about that. Don't worry about that. When in Rome / Munich.
When in Munich,
you don't talk about it.
Just know that the Germans are very horny people, because prostitution is legal here. Did you know that? And prostitutes have good healthcare and rights. They're regulated here.
At least the regulated ones are, I'm sure.
Yeah. So we're doing some naughty things this evening. But yeah, anyway. Let's go on to our dating game.
Yeah, which again, I mean, I've been around 2 years in Munich here and there. We got a baby crying in the background.
That's all right.
Some of these.
How was dating when you were here?
I was pretty much out the game because I was in a ridiculous amount of pain. And that was the last time I ever had sex before my surgery.
Was it easy?
Easy what?
To date?
I think it was not like easier than a place like Sweden, I would say.
Really? Why?
Swedish girls are very particular, I feel.
Well, you probably also look exactly like everyone there.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody likes a Swede, you know?
I do. I sure do.
No. I would say it's pretty liberal, and everybody is quite open. So it's like, who cares? Let's go on a date kind of thing.
Okay, cool.
And very, I would say, approachable people. Yeah. But at the same time, maybe not for everybody.
I would disagree. Very deadpan. Yeah, I've had a hard time with the millennials or the Gen Z stay here with some cashiers and waiters and things. And Henny's like, she's not being mean. She's German. She doesn't understand what you're saying. I'm like, okay, but I feel like I'm getting mean mugged.
Yeah.
But that's why I think you fit in so beautifully here, because you have the biggest resting bitch face I've ever seen in my life.
Oh yeah, you could put it on a statue and it'd be king of Germany.
Yeah. Okay, so hit me with some dating myths.
All right, so false. Let's see how these go. In Germany, it's common to split the bill on a first date.
Ooh, I feel like this city is very progressive, so I'm going to say true.
Correct. And yes. I feel like these days bigger cities. I feel like people are just going to be
but
open
also,
to that.
I feel like you love that because you're such a cheap ass that you'd be like, yeah, no, we're splitting a date, Bill.
No, I would never do that.
On a first date?
No, I would always pay for the first date just because that's just how I was raised.
You didn't pay for my books on our first date.
Yeah, but we paid for each other's books on our first date. So it was like...
You didn't buy me a book, did you?
Yes, we both bought each other books.
You bought me a book.
I bought you... I bought you Untethered Soul.
Yeah, and I bought and you All the Light We Cannot See.
Correct.
German story. World War II.
Yeah, but wasn't it?
I think there's one person in Germany, one person in France.
Yeah, I think the girl's in France.
Someone's screaming in their car right now how incorrect I am.
Okay, this one I've literally never heard of, but hey, we'll go for it. A man must bring bread and salt to the first meeting with a partner's parents.
You know what? That's just a pretzel, and I'm going to go with true, because this town loves their fucking pretzels.
That is true, which, I mean, honestly, I would have to ask an actual German person to see, because I feel like that tradition is probably long gone, but maybe very traditional.
Maybe that's an old traditional thing. And because Germany loves their tradition.
Yeah, they love their Lederhosen for Oktoberfest.
They love their pretzels. I'm not surprised at all.
So, who knows if that's actually true. Any Germans in the chat?
Yeah, drop us below. Let us know.
All right, next one. It's normal to wait 3 days before texting after a date.
Ooh, I feel like... From what I've seen, again, no shade, but the Germans, they're not a very communicative bunch. Either they're speaking German at each other and it's aggressive and it feels scary, or they're not talking to you at all. So I'm going to go with that's true. They don't need to communicate that often with each other. False.
Wrong.
Dang.
False.
Okay.
Shit, I would hate for the Germans for that to be true.
But... I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I'll just say that.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Couples often announce their relationships by wearing matching scarves.
Oh, that's cute. I feel like that's
very Hogwarts.
My brain immediately went to Hogwarts. And we did shop a little bit yesterday, and I did see a ton of scarves.
Yeah, I would say very European, just scarves in general, especially football as well.
I'm going to go with yes, that's a true.
No.
I
wonder if there is something that they, match up with. I have no idea, but it's not scarves, I guess.
Like in America where they wear the, I love my boyfriend, I love my girlfriend tee.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. All right, next one. The word, we got another German word. Besungesprech. Besungesprech. Yeah. Basically, it refers to the serious, quote-unquote, relationship talk many couples have.
Oh, so this is the what are we combo.
Yeah.
This is the make it official. Are we official combo?
Yeah, so you got to say, we got to have the Besungesprech.
That also sounds like the bitch slap word.
No, I think it might be bites. No, but Besungesprech.
I mean, I don't know shit about German words as we know, but if I had to break it down, Besungesprech to me sounds like, but who are we spending time with? Uh-huh. So I'm going to go with that's true.
It is true.
Hey!
I'd rather have the relationship talk in English, but
honestly, that's one
too.
Of the things that I really liked about you when I met you was that you loved having a deep pillow talk combo.
I love a deep combo.
You love
what else are we here for?
Emotional combos. You and like on the outside, you do not look like a man who knows how to talk about his feelings.
I love talking about my emotions.
We cried together the other night.
We always cry together. Let's be real.
Do we?
I would say more often than not.
I mean, I've definitely, but like happy tears.
Yeah. Talking about cool things or like, you know, I'm so proud of you. What are you doing? You know, oh my God, you're doing so amazing.
We do. That kind of stuff, we do. Aww.
And I think we're a very good,
good
support system. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Kissing on the cheek is a standard first date greeting.
Yes, I think that's a European thing in general, so I'm going to go with true.
It's not true in Germany, which I feel like I knew, but at the same time,
I feel like they would shake hands.
They say they just slap each other.
Yeah.
A face that needs slapping.
Bring a pretzel. Here you go. Yeah. Honestly, now that I think about it, I haven't really seen like very many people greeting each other.
No, I think, I mean, that's definitely more an Italian thing, obviously, and then I think like more Eastern European as well sometimes. All right, next one.
All right,
oh, we got some more partner thing. It's common for couples to have pigeon t-shirts, also known as matching couple t-shirts.
That's like
so
America.
So maybe it's a scarf. Oh, yeah, I guess. Exactly.
I'm going to go
with
false because that's an American thing.
Okay. Well, I wonder where America got it from because it's true.
Wow. They got the matching tea game out here.
I've never seen one. I don't know if it says like.
A single one.
Das ist mein.
mine, not nine. Also, this might be a traditional thing. I'd be curious to see because we've definitely seen couples like in Lederhosen and whatever the female version is. Or no.
It's also Lederhosen.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But I mean, it's not the same. It's like more of a dress, obviously.
Yeah, but I've seen them like being matching, which is cute.
Yeah. I feel like it might be a family thing too where you have, your family has similar ones because I know my friend has his family ones.
Sorry, I just had an idea.
Okay, go on.
Your friend told us about how expensive Lederhosen are.
Yeah, okay. If anybody not in the know, Lederhosen, obviously,
those are those like
fest,
overall
very German. Like, if you think of Germany in the most stereotypical way, you're thinking of that outfit.
A man with a pretzel and a beer.
A very traditional for Oktoberfest.
Yes.
But also, they sometimes use it for events or like a wedding.
Or
people
a
have
birthday.
A very traditional wedding, but not as common these days, I don't think, outside of Oktoberfest.
I think it's kind of like your fancy clothes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I need to wear a suit. Let me wear my Lederhosen for like a very German event.
And they are expensive.
But yeah, people be flexing on motherfuckers.
Like the pants, if they're made out of the real leather, which we've learned are different kinds.
Yeah.
That
which I always knew they were expensive to get like nice ones, but
it's $1,000.
Well, yeah, that's one of the nicer ones. But you can rack it up to a couple thousand easy.
Jesus.
For the full custom, full unreal leather.
Learn that
and
today.
A lot of time they pass it down.
Yeah, it's a family thing. Which
so
is cool.
My friends. Dad has
his
literally over like 100-year-old Lederhosen, which is honestly hilarious.
Vintage.
Very cool. And great that it lasts that long.
I feel like we in America do that with wedding dresses and like dad leather jackets. That's about it.
And family trauma.
Drag us, daddy.
All right, next one. We got public handholding is considered too intimate in most regions.
Oh, I hope not. I've been holding your hand all day or a day.
Yeah.
Let me take a look around. I don't see anyone holding hands.
Yeah, but I don't see that many. Oh, I see one way over in the distance. Oh, no, they're not holding hands.
I don't
see
anyone. I'm going to go with false. Or no, I'm going to go with true.
False.
Okay. So
very,
we're allowed.
Very liberal. I would say.
Oh, my God. Look at this puppy. There's a puppy walking by.
Oh,
like
can you hear
a brand new little fucking fluffy fuck.
But
probably bought, not thrilled, but it's pretty cute.
But outside, I would say Bavaria is a little bit more traditional, like the south of Germany compared to like a Berlin, you know, obviously everybody knows Berlin's a freak city.
Honestly, I wish I could change my answer because Germany is a little horny town.
Yeah. I would say Germany is a very liberal
horny town country.
Yeah. It's not a town, it's a country. But in terms of Europe, I feel like Germany is quite a liberal country.
Yeah. And it's very, like people talk about what they want and they're very
direct.
Frank. Yeah.
Very
and,
direct.
And it's not embarrassing, which I like.
Yeah,
reminds me a little bit of New York.
Yeah. All right. What do we got? Last two. Bringing flowers is expected, but the number must be odd.
Huh. I wonder if I've never
heard this one.
I'm going to go with true because that sounds like a specific traditional thing.
It is true.
Interesting.
Wonder why it's not even, but hey. I would love to know the background behind that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of beautiful flower markets here. Mm. Like flower markets out the ass, kind of like giving Amsterdam, giving Holland. It's giving garden party.
Yeah, because people got time to garden out here, you know?
Oh, the life is just like a little slower, a little more present, a little more aesthetic. Like everything's just a beautiful like moment in this town.
You can still live fast, but a lot of people like to slow it down a bit, you know?
Yeah, my Adderall and like my chaotic energy here is definitely not the norm.
Yeah, I would say not quite. But, you know, last one.
Okay.
Going hiking together is a popular date activity.
Based on what I know about Germany, which is the outdoor, it's a surprisingly, Munich is a surprisingly nature-driven city, which I had no idea when I think of like a city. I'm like, what do you mean? People are hiking and taking like trains to the lake every weekend and da-da-da. So I'm going to go with true.
It is true.
I thought so.
And I mean, yeah, Munich is very close to the Alps.
Yeah.
It's like an hour to any kind of decent hike, or you go into Austria an hour, hour and a half, and you got crazy Alps there, obviously.
Yeah.
Switzerland, you can mess about as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, very nature forward.
I love that. Like, to all the girly pops. And also, it's a very, like, when I think of Germany, I think of like a lot of white men, but I do think it's a pretty diverse city from what I've seen. And like the girly pops who are like, I want to go frolic around Europe on a girls trip, or like maybe go to some Christmas markets this winter coming up. I highly recommend checking out Germany. Isn't Christmas a German word?
No.
No, I went to wherever Christmas was invented.
That was by... No.
Brussels? Was it Belgium?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like a little bit...
Don't Google it.
Yeah.
But I definitely... I went with...
I mean, maybe it's Germany. I don't think so. That doesn't sound like a very German word, though.
Christmas. Christmas Kringle.
Because what do they even say? Christmas isn't German. I can't remember off the top of my head. Mm.
All I remember is I met a group of brothers whose last name was Christmas, and I didn't believe them. And they all busted out their IDs at the bar, and I was like, "Holy shit, you guys are the Christmases! That was crazy." Anyway, that was a good game. Thanks for playing along. Let us know how you did at home in the comments below. But let's get to it. Let's get to the meat and potatoes and the pretzel of the episode.
Oh, the meat and potatoes.
Which is doesn't have to be a long combo, but how's long distance going for us?
I mean, I feel like I should be asking you that, to be honest.
I did an episode about long distance and the stats and stuff not too long ago. So if you haven't heard that, go check out that episode. But I first arrived to this beautiful city of Munich, and I'm very much a, like, live for the plot, aesthetic moments, FOMO, like, make it a moment out of everything in life. Mm-hmm. And I think you're a little bit more chill. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen you in 2 months, and I haven't like been a needy partner really since like I was unhinged and alcoholic in my early 20s, where I just was very unsure of who I was and who I was in a relationship. But I found like the first like 3 days I was here, I felt like a needy little girl. Like I was just like clinging to your leg, like, please don't leave me. Will you hold my hand in the grocery store? Will you hold my hand while I get my hair done? Yeah. Will you hold my hand while I do this, that, and the other? Like I just felt. And it wasn't like a, I miss you so much that I want to like hold you. It was like a, I'm afraid of losing you.
Yeah.
Which is a very like ex-codependent behavior of mine that I used to have. So that worried me when I first arrived. I didn't like how that felt when I first got here.
Yeah. Felt a touch anxious.
Yeah. My anxious attachment style jumped out.
And I don't think I've ever felt that around
from
you.
Me.
Yeah. Because it was, yeah, you've never been like any kind of... Anything, if anything, you're hyper independent for the most part. I'd say both of us are.
Yeah.
So I think that was coming from more of a need to absorb as much as possible in a short period of time because we only have so much time.
Yeah. We have some friends. That's the other thing about Germany. There's wiener dogs everywhere.
Yeah, very German dog.
There's so many freaking wiener dogs. It's crazy. You saw like 10 in one spot in the park the other week.
Yeah, when
you thought it was like a wiener dog meet.
Yeah, literally, because you know that certain dog breeds, people always meet up with each other. Like my sister would always go to Iggy meetups in Stockholm. And it's like always the funniest thing to see, like a funny looking dog with like a million of them. And I came here. A random Sunday a few weeks ago, and I swear everywhere I looked there was like 12, 15, 20, 25, and
turns out nope.
And at the same time I was like, is the wiener dog like especially German dog? Like I can't think of it. Like
of
I don't remember
it
seeing
a wiener schnitzel.
Yeah, it is a very German dog after all.
And all the like little kitschy tourist shops with all the little like merch and things you can get. It's all wiener dogs everywhere.
Being a dog, yeah.
Anyway, back to long dong distance. So we had to have like a good conversation the other night, which I felt like was a very, you know, it could have been a really hard conversation for other people to have, where we had to kind of say like, what is the reality of our relationship look like, and what is the future, because we'd always kind of like planned up to you leaving.
Yeah.
And then once you left, it became very real.
Yeah.
And
I would say, like, we, from the very beginning, because I mean, like, I've kind of lived this life for the last 10 years.
That's why you have been in
of leaving, go to a different country, go to a random country, that kind of stuff. Like, so I've always led into any kind of, not relationship, but just like seeing anybody, I would start that off being like, I'm probably going to leave in a month, in
which
3 months,
made
in whatever.
Such a man whore, and girls were probably like,
well, not even really. Like, I mean, it was more so just like, I need to be clear because I can't be having. It's just like, doesn't work when you're not communicating with like that. And so that's how we started from the very beginning of like, we enjoy each other and all that kind of stuff. And it's, but there is this looming thing of, okay, I'm going to be leaving. And there's nothing that is going to
change
about that. Like
yeah,
that is 100%. What I'm going to do. And it was very like clear, and it was great like to enjoy that time and everything. But at the same time, I think I knew what that was going to look like, but maybe you didn't didn't know exactly what that would look like.
No, because you've done it a million times.
Because I've been there, done that. You never,
I had never
dated
done,
that kind of stuff.
No.
And
never
so,
dated an international soccer player.
And so I think that was a very big wake-up call for you.
Huge.
Because obviously we did the short, like, 1 month when I went to Canada for a bit.
And then you went to Sunderland for another month earlier this year.
Like, but I was always like, I'm coming back.
You,
worry,
we always had, like, a return by date.
Yeah.
This, we still have no return by date.
Yeah.
And you might not return by at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think having that kind of relationship conversation of like, we really love and respect each other and we think we're a great couple, but like, can we do this?
Yeah.
Is this something that like, both of us are so career forward and we don't want to compromise? Well, like we would never compromise that. And if we wanted to make this work, maybe the way a different couple would want to be together with someone long distance is like, you would have to compromise. Someone would have to compromise location, job, something. Mm-hmm. And I am in a unique position too, where I can kind of work from a lot of places, but like long term, LA is the city of like, that's where filmmaking and like the entertainment business is. Like I can be an influencer anywhere, sure, but that's not my like long-term plan. Yes, I can be a writer from anywhere, but that's also not like, how do I sustain content and relationships and events and relationships and things like that if I'm not like starting over here? I don't even know what that would look like, you know?
Yeah, of course. Your routine, your career, your everything that you've built so far has been built in LA.
Yeah.
And that's where you know you can succeed. Obviously, I think you could succeed anywhere you want to kind of thing, but at the same time, you need to do what's like the best for your career.
And that would take a big commitment of me saying, okay, I'm going to put myself at the bottom of some totem pole in some European city for love.
Yeah.
And I've I would have done that shit 5-6 years ago, and I have been like, I mean, that's like what the whole fucking book is about, is like not
self-sacrifice.
Yes. Not self-sacrifice.
Yeah, you were the queen of self-sacrifice.
I was. And so even just like, I think another big thing we touched on in that conversation was age. And I mean, the confidants are probably so sick of me talking about this every episode of being like, turning 35 really had me opening up my eyes of like, what does long-term commitment look like if you're not someone that wants to get married or have kids?
Mm-hmm.
And it really is like building community, like showing up for each other, like building a business together, like doing things very intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 28 and you like, every time I'm like, oh my God, you're still in your 20s. I laugh because I'm like, I still feel and act like I'm in my 20s. Like my bank account sure looks like it. My lifestyle, my catch flights, not feelings. Like I still very much act like it. So for me to use like age as a number, but the reality is there is a biological element to some of our relationship. If like,
I
changed my mind and wanted to like get married or whatever. And I found myself even bringing things up like that of like,
matching tattoos.
Yeah. Why aren't we getting matching tattoos? If you really want to be with me forever.
And then get married. I'm like, you don't want to get married. What are you talking about?
I'm like, yeah, but I want you to want to marry me.
Yeah,
that's
course,
the thing.
Of course.
And even like saying, you know, well, can't I change my mind too? Like, can't I be with someone that makes me want to do those things?
Yeah,
like, that's what I've heard a lot from people who are like me that are like, you might find the person that you do change all of that, you know, hard etched in, ingrained belief system.
Yeah. But I think at the same time, it's like, if somebody has a very like hard opinion on something, it's like, I'm not trying to live my life to change your opinion on that. Like, it's just like, let's enjoy our relationship. And if it changes, it changes.
You know? And so like, knowing, I think the biggest, hardest part for me was knowing that like, I'm going to go back to LA. You're going to be in Munich for a little bit.
Yeah.
But the top of next year, even like, we don't know where you'll be.
Yeah.
And that to me is kind of like, okay, another like goalpost to move back. Like, how do we build and strengthen and like maintain a relationship living across the world from each other?
Yeah, exactly.
And like, do you want that? And do I want that? And like, how can we still show up for each other in ways
that and not like feel... waste your time, my time, right? Like, obviously, because I think we both just want so much in life. And I think that's why like we do work so well together and like we have worked really well. And I think even through long distance, it's definitely very possible. I think it's always just like touching base on where we're at, how we feel, and like what our future looks like.
Yeah. And I think that's the kind of like the precipice of the conversation that we were having was just like, this conversation 5 years ago, I would have been completely spiraled out, sobbing, like, well, then why are we even together? Like, what are we even doing? This is so stupid. Like, I'm just going to end up heartbroken again. And now I'm kind of like, I'm just going to do what feels good and what feels sturdy and like honest in my bones.
Yeah.
And take it as it comes. Like, I cannot plan
what
our relationship will look like.
Yeah. I mean, I think the baseline is always like, we know how much we care for each other and like that won't change.
Yeah.
It's just like making sure that our circumstances are able, like we're malleable of like where I'm going, where you're going. And also like being open to the idea of going somewhere else or that kind of stuff, if it works.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people with a regular job would be able to do that.
No,
like both of our jobs are not regular at all.
I think that's usually like the hard
stop
early on. Like, oh, you start dating somebody. Oh, wait, they do this. That's never going to work.
Yeah.
But I feel like we both do a similar thing in terms of industry wise, like different industries, obviously, but like similar, like
base of it all. Oh, you didn't know I was a soccer player?
But at the same time, I'm a little bit more subject to like literal changes of country kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas yours, you're, you can always be based in LA and do what you do.
Yeah.
But you potentially could go somewhere else for a little time or that kind of stuff.
And it's very weird to also like have a relationship, like keep building on something that you don't know if it's going to work out, not because of lack of love or because of lack of relationship care or mismatched energies or mismatched ideals or whatever. Like, it's just a weird thing to be like, I'm still going to do this, even though it probably will fail. Not probably, but like statistically is like more likely to fail.
It's pretty much. I think it's just like the thing that we always go back to is like, you're my person.
Yeah.
I'm your person.
We're a team.
And we're a team. And like, that's always what we go back to is like, okay, how does this work as a team?
Yeah.
What works? What doesn't work? How do we go about it? Okay. Is there going to be down periods where we're gone for a few months kind of thing, but is as long as we're within that team oriented mind space, okay, those 2 months are, you know, going to be a bit of a struggle, but the next 6 months is, you know, in a better place, that kind of stuff.
And it feels kind of like seasons, like, okay,
chapter,
like,
season,
what is this chapter? Yeah. What does this season look like? And like, knowing too that we are both two very selfish people.
Yeah, of course.
And like, I think that's why when I showed up and I was in this like state of panic, it was kind of like, you were still just acting like your regular self and I was expecting you to be this like completely different person when I showed up to meet the expectations I had of what like reuniting with someone being 2 months apart would feel like.
Sure.
And so just clocking that and like the most important thing I think is just being able to have someone that you talk to about it. Like if
literally have an actual conversation.
If I couldn't talk to you about that shit, why?
Yeah. Because I think not having those conversations and then literally be like, okay, go back to LA for a few months. And then it's just like, oh, I miss you, miss you, you know, like we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Like that's not a relationship at the end of the day.
And like, weirdly, I think the universe has put this in front of me to test me on like all the work I have done on not being codependent, on not being an anxiously attached person. Like This is the universe being like, I am giving you a very solid person to do this kind of relationship with if you trust in it and don't fall back into any like old patterns or behaviors that you would do.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I just kept like, all I wanted from you was that reassurance. I kept like asking like, has anything changed? Like, are your plans different for how this ends up? Like, do you still have the same end goal in mind as me? And that's, I think, the main thing I was trying to, like, hear.
Yeah. And I think having that conversation was a good kind of clarifier of, like, where we're at and where we're going. Even though we have a few factors that are not necessarily, like, solidified and, like, able to be, like, okay, it's this day, this, that, well, you know, this location, all that kind of stuff. But being open to the
flexibility
of it all.
And that being said, if you need a room in Los Angeles to rent out for a couple of months, I've got one coming up because we entered a lease together with the thought that I don't know what we thought. We just really didn't know.
And I feel like we were looking for so many different places and it was just like there were so many bad ones. And like this one was just like so far above everything else. And it wasn't. Like, it was the same price, same that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it wasn't even, like, crazy. It's not like we signed up for some ridiculous lease that or, like, rent month to month and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, when I'm gone for so long, it's such a big place for you as well. But
so if you know anyone that needs a room, shoot me a DM on the podcast Instagram because I've got rooms coming up, baby. I feel like that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say to the confidants?
No, I think... I'm just very lucky to have you here, obviously, all the way across the pond.
Yeah.
In Munich, in München, and having a great time.
Yeah.
And it's been nothing but lovely.
Yeah. Honestly, it's been so wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'd come back 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, I honestly think Munich is a very elite city in Europe.
Yeah, I like it. Be careful saying the word elite in Germany. Okay, confidant, that's it for this week. Hey, don't forget to go check out the Freddie Tyler Palmer.
Yeah,
hey, where can the confidants follow you?
I am at Henrik Regetnik on Instagram and at Regetfit, which is my R-E-G-I-T fit.
I'm going to sneeze.
And that's about it for my social.
If you like training content.
Yeah,
if you lift heavy weights.
More, well, yeah, a bit more like sports-specific stuff.
Yeah.
Doing random things.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
And follow the pod Insta. I'll see you guys back when I'm in the homeland, the motherland of the good old US of A. And until next week, bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.